Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, with tomorrow being October 31st, I cannot believe that Halloween is already here. And some would say that it's the start to the holiday season. A lot of people say this is the one that kicks everything off. Well, when you look in the stores with the Halloween decorations, along comes all the Christmas decorations as well. And while the holiday decoration companies, along with the greeting card companies, are hoping to capture the spirit of the season, along with a lot of dollars, there are others who absolutely dread the craziness of these upcoming holidays. For instance, those who are going to prepare meals at this time of the year, lots of holiday dinners being given, they have to respect everyone's dining choices, include perhaps buying a tofurkey for those vegan relatives who do not eat meat, or your cheese platter, remembering to serve almond and coconut milk substitutes for those people who have given up dairy. And then there's trying to decide which holiday cards to send out by finding out if family, friends, recipients celebrate a Christmas, a Kwanzaa, a Hanukkah, or do they choose to abstain from celebrating at all? We haven't even mentioned the whole gift-giving thing and the Posse of Angels, those that have not experienced a human incarnation. They marvel at just how much we humans actually accomplish, even though we have to operate in a physical reality where we are constantly battling time and manifestation delays. You know, the Posse of Angels, they just shake their heads in wonderment as they see us braving shopping malls, holding on to our sanity while we wait. We wait in long lines of traffic. We wait in long lines to check out at registers. We wait in long lines to get our coffees, to buy our groceries. You know, when we add many of these things to our already full schedule of responsibilities, Well, the chance of things not going to one's expectations increases exponentially. You know, sooner or later, things like delayed flights because of snow or inclement weather. How about caterers serving lamb chops at a vegan holiday dinner because of a mix-up? The dry cleaners losing that one special holiday dress of yours, or any number of a myriad of things that could go wrong? Well, now they have that increased possibility to go south. With this thought in mind, and always with humor, the Posse of Angels have entitled today's topic, The Blessings of Life Falling Apart. You know, the Posse of Angels, they're showing me a funny vision. They're showing themselves, and they're sporting chef's hats. They're in the kitchen, and they've been inspired to create some new flavors for the holidays. They have all their usual ingredients and fixings. They tell me to prepare a sumptuous meal, but they're pointing to some very new ingredients. The point is that they are making is that if we have the same foods prepared in the same way, with the same tastes, then we get the same predictable meal. And while there's nothing wrong with predictable, it rarely is exciting, as we've experienced the same taste before, and we pretty much know what to expect. They're saying that their little foray into the kitchen and the idea of spicing up their recipes with new ingredients can be translated into experiencing new things in our lives as well. They wish to know why so many humans choose to hold on to the expectation that life has to be predictable, perhaps stay the same and never change. They're reminding us that when the majority decidedly wrote the contract of their life, they actually wrote that they wished to be challenged. They wish to expand their experiences and to be tested in order for their souls to grow. Now, for this to happen, things cannot stay the same. And if we do not willingly initiate change, then those things that we've experienced must certainly fall apart in order for the new experience to present itself. This vision of life falling apart, it actually brought to mind a tarot card, probably one of the most feared cards in the deck, which is the Tower card. In many traditional decks, it depicts the ground shaking from an earthquake as a tower tumbles over and people jump out of the tower for their lives. It is pretty scary. But this card is an indication that a person's life is indeed on shaky ground and that major things in their life have to fall apart in order for major change to happen. And strange as it may seem, instead of seeing the Tower card as doom and gloom, I always have chosen to see it as a very good sign. For immediately after something falls apart in one's life, and I've noticed this time and time again, God and the angels will send a fortuitous, a very beneficial sign as to what is needed for us to step forward after this upheaval. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that in many cases, after things fall apart, our human nature has us a little bit stunned and staring at what has fallen apart, instead of fixing our gaze on the new sign that is being presented to us. You know, many times this sign shows up as a synchronistic meeting with just the right person who provides us with important information. How about a connection or an opportunity to help us move forward in a brand new way? And when we experience some aspect of our lives falling apart, perhaps not working out as we expected. Well, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that even though it might be very difficult for us to believe, we have actually unconsciously co-created with God in order for this to happen. The reason we would do such a thing is that our former experience of what we co-created with God, it no longer serves our highest benefit for our spiritual journey. You know, it does seem hard to believe when our lives are falling apart that if things did not go south and get worse, that many of us would never, ever get the hint to try something new. In many instances, our lives need to fall apart so that we can experience more of life, grow so much larger and brighter than we ever thought possible. How would many of us know our full and greatest potential if we were never, ever tested in this way? You know, I remember when my husband Pete and I lived on the heavenly Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and we decided to take a trip to the States in 2006. You know, and I was standing on the beach in Carmel, California. God spoke to me and said, when you move to the States, this is the area that you need to move to first. From my experience, you know, when God takes the time from his or her busy schedule to speak to someone, it's not meant to invite a discussion or encourage some cheerful banter. It is meant solely as a directive on high for one to follow his or her word. Relaying this information to Pete, he replied, but we're not going to move to the States. And in Pete's defense, why would we have ever considered it? We lived in a beautiful beach house with the sparkling Pacific Ocean just steps from our back door. My healing practice was hugely successful, and I often joke to Pete that with all my client sessions, my workshops, teaching Reiki, meditation nights, all of this, that we should exchange our front door for a revolving door. There were so many in our home. After God delivered this very clear message of moving to the States, we returned home to Australia from our holiday, expecting things to return to normal, which it most certainly did not. After many years of having a busy schedule, my numbers of clients began to steadily vanish. It didn't matter how much I advertised and what specials I offered, the numbers continued to diminish. Meeting with a dear friend who is an international psychic, I asked him what was going on and why this was happening. He calmly took a sip of tea and replied, "The angels are applauding and saying that you have graduated, for you are ready to move on." By turning the faucet off on your clients, well, the posse of angels and God are creating you to move, are encouraging you to move to the States for the next part of your journey. You know, synchronistically, it was also around this time that Pete's job no longer worked out. With both of our sources of income drying up, that was our tower moment. We were encouraged. I don't like to use the word forced when it comes to God's suggestions, but we were encouraged to sell our home and move to the States. Now, were we happy about this? We were not happy about selling our home, but our hearts were wildly excited about following God's direction. The rewards for us stepping forward after everything seemingly fell apart were life-changing. And yes, it opened new doors that presented us with opportunities and connections to fulfill our dreams and intentions. You know, looking back, I can clearly see that the true blessing in our livelihood disappearing and drying up was that it tested our faith. It tested our trust in God's plan for us, not in our limited plan as to what we thought life had to look like. In addition, it tested our faith and belief in ourselves. And the posse of angels wishes to remind all of us that when life falls apart and does not go as expected, it simply means that you have outgrown your former lessons and have graduated to be presented with new lessons in your life. Now imagine the posse of angels handing you a cap, a gown, and a diploma, for you have graduated beyond your current life and are now more than ready to co-create a larger, more expanded world of experiences for yourself. You know, everyone, when life falls apart, it means that heaven wishes to open new doors and opportunities for you to experience. When life falls apart, it means that you're strong enough to experience really something that is greater. Now, is this scary? You bet it is. Will we have to muster up courage and be brave? Well, the Posse of Angels is saying without a doubt. But when life seemingly falls apart, it's because on some unconscious level, you're ready for it to fall apart and for it to be dismantled, for you have co-created it for it to be so. When life falls apart, it gives us the blessing, the absolute blessing and opportunity to get us off the couch and force us out of our comfort zone in order to try. This could be trying something new or trying a new approach to life, trying a new perception or perspective and attitude on what has happened. It could also be to try our patience, try our faith, try our trust that no matter what, everything will always work out for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. And the Posse of Angels, here they come. They're quick to add that when things fall apart in our lives, the blessing that comes in with it may not be so readily discernible. It just might take a lot of reflection to see those hidden gifts in one's life falling apart that will miraculously open up one's world more than they could ever imagine. You know, I've seen countless examples in my business, Angel Healing House, of clients who have co-created circumstances in their lives to be challenged, strengthened, and in order to grow so that they could experience more of life. Years and years ago, a deeply depressed client began to see me after several months of clearing and cleansing negative beliefs. She chose to see herself finally as worthy and deserving of being honored and respected in her marriage. Feeling empowered, she began to eat healthy, lose weight, make time for exercise. She made greater time in her life for her spiritual reflection, and she restored her faith and her belief in herself. What she did not know was that she was preparing and she was getting ready for her whole world to fall apart by stepping into this glorious, radiant light of who she is. Her energetic frequency rose to such a high level that it was no longer in resonance with the energies of her cheating, dishonoring husband, who then left her and her children for a younger woman. Because of all the previous clearing and cleansing that we had done in our many sessions together, I was amazed by the composure, the calm, and the lack of anger, resentment, and bitterness that so often follows this scenario. In fact, the calm, kindness, the deep compassion and concern that she showed to her ex was nothing short of miraculous. Sure, she's cried. Who wouldn't? Almost together for 20 years, they shared memories of birthing beautiful children and shared hopes and dreams. But what my client demonstrated was a constant state of equilibrium, a grace. As legal issues got addressed and all the myriad of loose ends needed to be tied up to complete their divorce. I mentioned this to my client that I'd never seen anyone go through a divorce with so much strength, courage, and conviction in themselves. In our last session, the Posse of Angels showed us a vision of a large community of women that she was addressing, with workshops, newsletters, and blogs, and even the possibility of a radio program herself, this beautiful light of grace would take all that she learned from her experience of her life seemingly falling apart and she would go on to help many, many others love themselves again. And in this way, they could learn from her experience in order to perceive it as being a wonderful opportunity, not only to honor themselves, but to step into a new beginning with sustained faith, belief, and grace. Now, the important thing that the Posse of Angels wishes for us to remember when things fall apart in our lives is that if we let go of what we expect to come in, if we let go of that attachment, and we stay present to receive and act upon the signs of God, the signs that God gives us on how to proceed, then we'll be given exactly what we need and be the best for our growth and benefit. And when I asked my spirit animal cards for some added messages, our friend, the sweet, sweet deer, quietly stepped forward. This gentle, sweet deer. You know, everyone, deer is a wonderful symbol of being kind to ourselves while we move through life with ease and grace. I often say that this is a do not push the river card. You know, a lot of people, they try to rationally and logically and analytically try to figure life out, when some of the best ways that we can interact with life is through our hearts and allow for those intuitive, instinctive abilities of ours to go with the flow of life. It encourages us to have tenderness, tempered with strength and determination, no matter what we are presented with. You know, deer's gentle, sensitive, and intuitive energies will serve us well to emulate as we navigate an increased busyness in our lives. And its keen ability to change directions quickly can be called upon when things seemingly fall apart and we need to alter our plans and we need to go in a different direction. So, when you're faced with altered schedules, agendas, or life in general just doesn't go as expected, remember, please, to connect to your sense of inner gentleness, knowing that things always work out for the best, as they always work out for our highest good. So thank you so much, dear, for coming in and helping us. We do have a few more minutes, and I'm going to go to a wonderful deck of cards. This is, I wonder if you can see it the right way, Wisdom of the Hidden Realms Oracle Cards by Colette Baron Reed. And while I'm shuffling them, I'll be pulling a card for all of us for this coming week. You know, where many of us find ourselves at the moment is we are anticipating coming out of that Venus retrograde. You know, Venus will go forward in the middle of November. Couple more weeks. It has been a very trying time for many. The full moon energies have had us feeling absolutely flattened, lethargic, exhausted, and just weary with nothing left in the tank. Our tempers have been frayed, and it has made for a very trying time for many of my clients, for many people that I've spoken with. With that new moon coming up on, I believe it's on the 7th, there will be a lightening of energy as new moons bring in new beginnings. They bring in new opportunities for forward motion. And the relationship sector, which was under the microscope with Venus in retrograde, well, that's going to be going forward on November the 16th. So we can all be prepared for a feeling a little bit lighter, a little bit freer, and not so suffocated. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for us. Well, this card is called Gaia's Garden, and it's a 18, which is a number 9 card, which is a 9 is the number of completion, And there's the beautiful card. And those words that are written on there is fruition, abundance, reaping what you sow. In Gaia's garden, you have everything you need to make your dreams come true. There's no shortage of anything, and you're constantly reminded of the law of supply. Gaia is the infinite spirit manifest in all tangible things. She represents the abundance of nature. When she comes to you as your ally, she invites you to partake all the blessings of life. There will always be enough for everyone. Success comes to you from the fruits of your intentions, and all is well with the world as a result. This is also a sign to remind you to give thanks and maintain an attitude of humility and gratitude as your greatest good now manifests for you. Gaia's gifts are sweeter when you share them with others. And this is a very timely card because as we go into the last quarter, I guess, of the November and December months, we are going to feel much lighter. The opportunities for many of us who sowed those seeds of our dreams, our intentions, our wishes, and our deep longings and desires, and put that energy on those creative endeavors of ours, we will see those tangible forms of support and promotion coming to us. So this abundance card of fruition, abundance, and reaping what we sow is a very timely reminder. Now, you can get excited about this, but please do not put any emphasis on the when and the how of this happening. But it will happen. So thank you, Colette Baron-Reed. That was a beautiful card. And thank you, Spirit, for that added message. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to take a short break. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading, you can always call in on 1-800-930-2819. And myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we'd love to bring forth some messages for you. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. If you're celebrating, happy Halloween to everyone. I know in many cultures it's the Day of the Dead and celebrating those who have crossed over. And do be safe if you're going out trick-or-treating and just, you know, surround yourself with white light and those intentions of having a marvelous time. We are going to our callers. If you want to call in for a free angel reading with myself and the marvelous angelic family of mine, the Posse of Angels, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. And have you picked out your Halloween costume?
Yes, I was Minnie Mouse. It's easy, just ears and a cute dress.
There you go. Perfect. Wonderful.
Yeah, my grandson had a Halloween party, so I had dressed up. So yeah, normally I don't dress up for Halloween, so...
Well, as sometimes it does take our grandchildren to encourage the child in us and to let go of those, you know, otherwise restrictions that we got, oh, you know, I won't bother dressing up or something like that. But when we see it through the eyes of the child, you know, we're encouraged to participate, I guess, a little bit more. So what's happening in your world?
So true. Trying to deal with these flattened energies.
It's very difficult.
Even no matter how much sleep, it's just still so lethargic and no pep to my step.
Yeah, it's true. Now, while all full moons have a tendency to really zap our energies, make us feel lethargic, make us feel like there's no energy left in the tank. This one was a doozy. I tuned in on many of occasions and I asked the Posse of Angels why this one in particular was seemed exponentially so much greater. And they said because much of the world is like coming to a tipping point. And especially with the elections coming up, there's a great deal of uncertainty. There's a great deal of feelings of insecurity, not feeling safe, feeling those people that feel, well, what's the point? What's the point in voting if my vote doesn't count? If all elections are rigged and they're selected to go a certain way, as some people say, you know, do I bother to vote at all? But if I don't vote, am I giving in? And there's just, this is a back and forth energy that we might not even considered because we are one unit. We are one collective consciousness. And even though we may not be conscious of it, it is zapping our energies. So it really is a time where we have to be extra kind to ourselves, extra gentle, and just hold truth for what is truthful for each and every one of us. So, did you have a question?
There's just a lot of energy. Also, people just being so scared and righteous at the same time, you know, like spending energy fighting with each other that
yes.
We're all clearing. So I feel that too. There's just a lot of people disagreeing and wanting to be right. And it's very challenging to be around that energy too.
Oh, it's
and you
that,
just want to have lovely conversations.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because we as a human society have been programmed. We've been programmed to be divisive. We've been programmed to be
exactly.
Separate and to be judgmental. And it's very difficult, you know, sort of when you want to engage with others and then that's their modus operandi. And we almost have to find ourselves, you know, pulling back, pulling away for our own self-preservation to find the quiet, the reflection, you know, to find that truth in nature, to find that truth in our higher spirits, as a protective mechanism so that we don't get dragged into being, you know, divisive and separate. So that's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
And it's really easy, too, because someone will just say one thing that you know is just so unkind and doesn't carry the values of humanity first. It's more ego, and it's so challenging to not go into that place with them and to just, you know, smile at them and just know that you can't change their perspective, because that's just where the energy is being expended to. It's just not worth it.
Yes, exactly.
To try and debate with someone who has a totally different foundational perception and belief system than you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've often said that it gives us a great opportunity to practice tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness for somebody who may be 180 degrees in contrast to where we're coming from, and to bless them, because they are divine underneath their choices, and they are where they are in the present moment, which is perfect for their journey, and not to see it as impacting and what it should be for our journey.
Exactly, and it's also exactly, because otherwise we have no friends.
Exactly.
Every time you start to have a disagreement with someone, and who wants to be around everybody who just thinks the same, because then there's no growth. It's just challenging. I said to my husband, we'll have no friends if we just start cutting off people who were just unhappy with their perspective, you know?
It's true. It's true. Well, let me go to the cards and pull some cards for you today.
Yes, please.
Well, the first card for you is the Three of Cups. I love this card. This card is the celebration card, but it's not only the celebration card. It's the joyful card. It's the finding opportunities where you can get together. They're saying specifically with like-minded women friends, and get together for just social situations where it's almost like you are celebrating friendship and celebrating just being with other women. This will heighten your sensibilities. It will heighten your emotional wellness inside, and you'll find yourself feeling so much better. The next card is the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is new beginnings around this feeling of abundance inside of you. And they're saying with going into November, they're saying as well, you're going to start to feel better. You're going to start to feel lighter around the time of the new moon, which is on the 7th. And certainly it's going to be much, much easier for all of us with that Venus retrograde going forward. And that's mid-November. And the next card that you have is the Lover's card. And the Lover's card is always about choosing love. It's about making a choice as to whether you can see something through the eyes of love or see something through the eyes of judgment and non-forgiveness. So I hope that's been helpful for you today, Beth.
Yes. Thank you so much, and hope that everything's going well on your end too. Sending lots of love, and thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. Love you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for bringing up all those lovely things, Beth, as well. Let's go to our next caller. We have Valerie in Wisconsin. Valerie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I am awakening, and I just got your book last week, and I'm halfway through it.
Oh, and which book is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a Walk-In.
Oh, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. How wonderful.
Yes, and it is flooding me with so much. And I'm picking up telepathic conversations now, which the awareness of it is very, I won't say disturbing, but it's going to take some getting used to. And hearing the things that I'm receiving, it's, you know, other dimensional. So it's, I just wanted to see, I guess, what your cards, your angels had to say.
Okay. Well, while I'm shuffling, they're saying that when we do open up to our multidimensional beingness, if you want to call it that, or being multidimensional beings, all of our gifts start to flood in. And it can be very disconcerting if the gifts of telepathy, the gifts of psychic awareness, you know, of us existing, not just in our physical bodies, but on so many other levels, it just floods in. And they're reminding you to be discerning. Be discerning now that you're picking up telepathic messages. They want you to only state that you will receive messages that come directly from that highest of sources, of God's source. You're not interested in any middlemen. You're not interested in anything that's untoward, you know, that any that brings you messages of doom and gloom and hatred or racism or anything like that. But you put forth the intention that you only will receive.
I'm getting a lot of sexual.
Okay. Well, that as well. But you will once you open up, then everything floods in until because you're in the driver's seat, and you're steering this ship, you're steering this car or whatever, and you are determining whether you are the determinant as to whether you're going to pick up what kind of messages. So I would sit down and I would really state, I will pick up those messages that are only brought, that are life-affirming, that are meant for positive gain, that are only brought forth in love and light. Because when we're open, those that aren't of the light or do have a tendency towards darkness, they see the openness and they like to come in and create mischief. And one of the ways they create mischief is through a lot of sexual innuendos and then different ways of doing things. So they really want you to state what kind of messages you will receive. And then, you know, bless everyone else, but say, I'm not a walking, you know, black hole just to receive everything just because I can.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I think that's a great way, a walking black hole. So,
they knew what to say to me.
So I think that's a great way of putting it. So, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Valerie. Yes, when you're, it can be very disconcerting when you do start to open up to your telepathy and psychic awareness, and so much comes flooding in. It's just, it can be terribly overwhelming. But once again, we are so powerful that we can determine what comes in. The first card that's coming out for you, I love it, is the universe card. Now, the universe or the world card is that card of completion, and it's also the card of the start of new beginnings. So on this card, it shows, you know, like the Arctic could be, I don't know, could be north or the South Pole. Everything is frozen, but it's saying it's a time of thawing in that, you know, you have come home to yourself, come home to your powers of telepathy. And now that new beginning will be established because you will say to the universe, the powers that be, what you will accept and what you will not accept. So that's a great confirmation of this new beginning. Next card is coming out for you is the Nine of Wands. This card is often the sign of just keep going. Just keep going. You've been through the battles. It's a card of completion. Nine is also a card of completion. And that it's taken a lot of trials and tribulations to get you to this stage of coming home to who you are as this wonderful telepathic multidimensional being. And then you have the Death card. The Death card is the card of transformation. You are transforming, not into something that you aren't, but transforming and letting go of everything that wasn't holy and divinely aligned with who you are. So quite a pointed and very important reading, that one, about completions and new beginnings. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Valerie.
It has. The images on that card are so powerful because it is everything that has been coming through to my consciousness. Each one of those animals and the fact that she's riding and just that whole scene. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day. God bless you and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Jamel. Jamel is in Brooklyn. Hello, Jamel. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello, Claire. Hi. I'm doing okay.
And so what's happening in your world?
Well, you know, this year, 2018, has been pretty intense, I would say, because I've been a caregiver for my mom for, I would say, over 20 years, and she had passed away suddenly in April. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I was in this ongoing relationship with this person I met before my mom passed, and that's sort of what I'm calling today, because it felt like it's been a year of a battle of wills. Sometimes I feel like I'm emotionally, I wouldn't say abused, but emotionally just sort of drained with this person. And I'm a person who believes, you know, I'm very trusting, and I don't like people being, I don't like people hurt. I'm very sensitive in that way. So when they plead and they say sorry and they cry, which I never had experience in my life, I didn't trust. And then recently this weekend, something happened that, you know, made me feel very, you know, just totally betrayed, let's put it that way.
Right.
And so I'm just feeling a lot of stuff this year. And then on a small note, I try to do something, a little project for housing. You know, here in New York City, it's pretty crazy, and that fell through too because I was going to get a package of different things. So it's just been a pretty tough couple of months and tough couple of days specifically. I just don't know what my, I was trying to see, maybe you can gauge what my next steps might be, or if there is, I know there's hope, I know that, but what, you know, what next steps might be for me.
Okay. The greatest thing that the Posse of Angels wish for you to know is that everything that has happened is right on course. There's nothing that's untoward that was a mistake, that shouldn't have happened. The relationship that you were in, let's take that number one. The relationship that you were in, you knew it wasn't respectful and you knew it wasn't honoring. There was some part of you that picked this up. And where we are all headed as we live in the higher dimensional frequencies is we can't have anything that's not in absolute, authentic, transparent, honest, divine alignment with who we are. The betrayal came out because the relationship couldn't continue the way that it was going, because your vibrational frequency surpassed this deceit, if you want to call it, or betrayal, and it's out of alignment. And this was presented to you like the Tower card I spoke about in the channel before, so that your life would be go through upheaval, and so the new can be presented to you. A relationship which honors you, respects you, a relationship where you don't have to worry about somebody betraying you. So they want you to see this as a blessing. And they want you to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am so grateful and appreciative for this betrayal, because it just shows me what is not working in my life. And it shows me that I'm ready for a very different kind of relationship coming up. Now, let's go to the, with your mom passing. Was there anything when your mom passed, Jamel, that that you hadn't forgiven her for, or that you, words that were left unspoken?
No, you know what's so funny? I can't say at the end that they were. The last thing I did with her, I'm getting emotional. But the last thing I did, I just think I feel emotional just this past couple of days. But thank you for that wonderful observation just now about the relationship. I didn't think of it that way. But with mom, she, we laughed. That was the last thing we did. We rarely laugh that much at the end. And for some reason, that part I can feel comforted by is that she was laughing. I was she was in the hospital, so you probably notice, you know, with your loved ones, sometimes in the hospital, the temperatures and the air quality makes their skin very dry, whether you're young or a certain age. And so I was sitting on moisturizer and lotion and helping her to the facilities and just sort of just loving her. And we were looking at something from Bravo. It was a woman singing. We were laughing. So that was the last member of her of laughing. And she was a hard woman, but at the end, a couple of, you know, days before she passed, suddenly she was soft. And I like that way of remembering.
Of remembering her. Well, I don't know if you speak with her, but I can hear her laughter now, and she wants you to understand that she has been trying to communicate with you. And she will show you signs now that you're going to be open to receiving her messages and her signs. She's going to be helping you find a new relationship.
Okay. You know what? I'm not sure if it's good to talk back, but I'm going to get emotional now. That you hit it on the head, which is crazy. My mom, when she was around, taking care of her, I was sort of like a drill sergeant. I just sort of went through everything because I was a caregiver, so I made sure everything was done. And so when she passed, I was still in shock. I still was like that way, too, when it came to, the life insurance, the hospital, the funeral, all the stuff of belongings, still dealing with that. So whenever I think about her and just think about the fact that, you know, sometimes I have these emotions and the person I would go to is her, I do shut down. So I'm a violent one to myself. I just shut down real hard because it's still like if I open up to the fact that, you know, I know she's gone mentally, but if I go there emotionally, I don't know if I'll be able to do the work I'm doing. So it's so funny that I know you're right, because I have deliberately shut down trying to not think about her in that way, you know, being lost.
Right. She definitely, Jamal, is trying to communicate with you. The more that you open up, the more that she will send you signs and messages to finding a very different relationship. And also, one that is doesn't contain any betrayal, but one that is honest and open and trustworthy and reliable and all of those things, because you deserve it. And don't worry too much about the project that didn't come to fruition. The words that they're telling me is not now doesn't mean not ever. And timing is everything. With just a few moments left, I'm going to go to the cards and your mom's all around me. She's very happy that we've had this discussion so that you will be very open to receive her messages. Okay, the first card that comes out for you is the Six of Pentacles. And the Six of Pentacles is about giving and receiving, but in this instance, it's about receiving. You are now going to be open. Your mom wants to know that she's not dead. She's not in a physical body. She's not in a physical body, but our physicality is just such a small little blip on the radar screen of our multidimensional beings. And she is very much alive, and she will help you and send you signs if you just are open to receive them. The next card that is coming in for you is the Ace of Cups. Now, this is the highest emotional fulfillment in the cup. Allow your heart to be open, no matter how this person betrayed you. What they do and what they did say has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And so open your heart to receive a very, very different relationship in your life. And in this way, you get the Magician card, which is the Alchemist, because then you will see your whole world change because of your open heart and your openness to receive the messages from Spirit and from your very loving, adoring mother. So you're a very lucky fellow in that you have this wonderful mom energy, which just absolutely adores you and loves you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been. You got me on the verge of tears. I thank you so much. I just saw this and wanted to call, and you hit everything on the head. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hope to hear from you again soon. Take care, Jamal. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. And that just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who recommends and refers the show. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you want to find out more about my books, my wonderful books, I am an author. I am an angelic walk-in, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. If you want to find out about Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences, and of course, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And lots of love and angel blessings. And I look so forward once again, speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.